We're learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning the second line from the top, explaining Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We're Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you first wash your hands because you want your hands to be pure before you touch the grape juice that spills out of the wine, basically. And according to Beis Hillel, no, if you make your hands wet first, you might become wet and become tummy from the keli. So therefore, you wash your hands after you make Kiddush. So my commitment, what's the Nakudas HaMachloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai Savra, also Stamish Klish Nitmah Chayrev Mashkin. You now use a keli as tummy. So therefore, we're not worried about his hands being wet by beginning. And why don't we use a keli as tummy b'mashkin for suda? Gzerev Shem Tzoyis is a worry that something will spill out of the kais, and then those things will come tummy and make you tummy b'lo v'suda. But lekelam igzav shem yitmu hamashkin p'shiviyadayim b'kais. And therefore, there's no gzera that maybe the mashkin will be in your hands that it's still wet from washing, it will come tummy from the kais. Because no chshash, the kais is not tummy. Beisil's whole chshash washing first was, it'll come tummy from the kais. The kais is not tummy according to Beis Shammai. He does not allow tummy diga kelim on the table. Why not? Because you worry about netzaitzis. If something spills out in the middle of the suda, it'll become tummy from the cup and make you tummy. So Beis Shammai doesn't have problems. There's no tummy kelim on the table. We still sorry mutter stamish be kelis va khere va mashkin. It's mutter to use a keli that was tummy from the rabbanon from mashkin. Why? I'm in a tzitz lo shrikh, it's not a shrikh if you have a tzitzis. Ve ikle mechesh, so since you have a tummy to the keli, if you wash first, ikle mechesh, shem yit mu mashkin vidayim mach mazu kais. Maybe your hands will become tummy from the kais, because the mashkin in your hands will become tummy from the kais, and now make your hands tummy. That's one reason of this hill. Because we know, take it until it's dying with Suda. And Hilchas Suda, the halacha is, you should wash your hands right before the Suda. So that's the Kudos Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. My Davacha, why does it say another reason for Beis Hillel? Because the Gemara says like this, Halacha come with Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Lidichu Damritu, also Shammai Shabkir Shacharav, Tameim. Yeah, I'm saying, even for you, Zach Beis Hillel, even you, Beis Shammai, you know, you're worried that you can't be mishtamish bekeli shachar tveim. Why the gzirim shum tzaitzis? And therefore, your hold's better to wash first. He says, "Afilu hachi ha adifa." Still, this is better. Take it till us daim suda. It's still better to keep hilchas suda than to worry about mitzaitzis and these things that it's not mafkia the halacha of take it till us daim suda. So the Dava Acha is saying, even Beisham, even if you're right, you worry about mitzaitzis. Still, you shouldn't wash your hands first because you don't want to take away the din of tekef and l'tilas yadayim su'uda. So the adkan, the second machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now I want to go to the third machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which again we said machlokes was after you dry your hands with the towel. What do you do with the towel? Do you put it on the table or do you put it on the pillow behind you? So what's the machlokes? What's the bia machlokes? Zok the Gemara. Beis Shammai and Mekaneach. Tana Bar Beis Shammai and Mekaneach. You order the mappe. You wipe your hands. You dry your hands with the towel. Umenicha al shulchan. You put it on the table. Why? Shimata oimel akeses. You put it on the pillow behind you. Gzeir shem yitmu mashkin shem mappe. The Beis Shammai holds that the table is never tummy, but the keses, the pillow, can be tummy. So if you put that on the tummy and soaking wet this towel, so the mashkin on the towel become tummy machmas akeses. Shem yitmu mashkin shem machmas akeses. The yachs v'yitvus yadayim will go back and matam the yadayim of the person. Break the gemara. Let the keses lamape. If you're worried about the keses being tummy, let it make the mape straight tummy without any liquid. Ain't kli matam a kli. A kli can't matam another kli. But it's my keses lagavra. Let the keses itself. The guy sitting on the keses. Let him come make him tummy. The keses lagavra gufa. Ain't kli matam adam. It's not matam a adam. And you should just know that if he touches the keses, it could make him tummy. But that's also our bond, the gedin. But he's not going to make him tummy. So worried, so look, Beis Shammai, you know why I shouldn't put towel onto the keses? Because the table is not tummy according to Beis Shammai. But the keses is tummy, and it has water in it, the towel. What's going to happen? The towel will get tummy from the keses. And then, in the middle of the suda, when I have a good shtickle herring, I need something to wipe myself, and I start wiping myself on the towel to make him make tummy. Therefore, he says, don't put it on the keses, put it on the table. Weisil oimrim, ala keses, shemata ima ala shulchan, he says, put a dafka on the keses. Why? Because you put it on the shulchan, Gzeira Shema Yitmu Basil will hold the latter have a table is Tame. So Gzeira Shema Yitmu Mashkin Shemapa Machmas al Shulchan. Maybe the Mashkin and the Mappa will come Tame Machmas al Shulchan. Yach Tamas Oichlan and Tamar Oichlan's on the table. Frank the Gemara, if the table is Tame according to Basil, Tame Shulchan Loichlan Shusaycha, the Shulchan itself and Tame Loichlan. So Gemara, Hokka was Shulchan Shani asking, I'm talking about a Shulchan that's a Shani. The ain't Shani Oysa Shushi Bechulun. There's no such thing as Shani making Stushi Bechulun. Elay de Mashkin. Only a de Mashkin, which turns into a Rishon, and that will make the Oichlan Tame. So my commitment, what's the Birachlaikis? What's the Bachlaikis? Beshame Savri also Shtamesh Beshulchan Shani. So what's the Bakudas of Bachlaikis? If you can use a Shulchan that's Tame. According to Rishami, now you use the Shulchan Shani. Why? Because maybe if you eat Truma on this table, so the Shani will make a Slushi by Truma, you wear any towels. So you never held a Shulchan Shani as Tame. That's what Rishami held. But still, Savri, Mutto Shtam Shulchan Shani. You let him Shtam as Shulchan Shani. Oichle Truma are his reason, are very careful for these type of things. Dova Ach, Rabbi Sil says, no reason, Ein Netilas Yadayim Lechulin Menatayra. There is no Natil Zadayim Lechulim in our Torah, and therefore there's no Makar in our Torah for Chulin, and it's another reason why you don't have to worry about Beshame's problem. My Dava Acha, what's the two things? So we're going to see, this is not really a Dava Acha, this is just an answer to the first thing. How come the Beisil of Beshame? V'chi Tamer, you're going to ask me a question. Maishto Gava Oichlin Dechashinon, or Maishto Gava Yadayim Lechashinon? Why are you saying that? That why he says chilu v'shem v'shamach. He tells me mashna gabi oichlin dechashinon u'maishna gabi yadayim deloy chashinon. Why are you worried about oichlin and not worried about the yadayim? We're saying like this that Beis Hillel says dafka put it on the keses. Why? Because that Beis Hillel says he dafka put it on the keses. Dafka put it on the table, not on the keses. Why not? Because he says dafka put it on the table, not on the keses. That's what Beis Hillel said. Dafka the table, not the keses. Because it says the keses, Basil says the opposite. Basil says you put a dafka on the keses, and then Basil says, yeah, dafka on the keses, not the table. Why not? Why not? Because the table is tummy. That's so, because you don't have a tummy to the table. We're not worried about chuma, kanam's reasoning, the table is tummy. He says, you put it on the table, what's going to happen? It's going to get tummy, it's going to be wet. So get tummy from the table, because even a sheni makes a rishon mashkin, and then Basil says the tama the oichlin. That's what he says. Tama the oichlin. What do you mean? what the oichlin worry not the yadayim? So the tama my yadayim. Why worry the oichlin all of a sudden? Dafka the oichlin not the yadayim. And because what's the raya not worry about the yadayim? Because you put on the keses, but the tama the yadayim. What do we gain? He said, don't put it on the table. Put it on the keses. Keses is also tama. Keses by more tama. So what do you gain? By putting it on the table, so his teretz is that he's not worried for some reason about the yadayim, he's only worried about the oichlin. And that was Beis Hillel was trying to explain with the Dava Acher. He's like this, you're going to tell me why am I only worried about the oichlin, not about the hands? If I'm worried about the hands, I shouldn't put on the keses either. So he says, you know why? Because if you're going to tell me, I feel a ha'akri ha'adifa, this is better. Better put on the keses. Why? The Einatias Daim Lechulim in our Torah. Mutiv Shifu Daim Lesu Ikum Adaraisa, by Tamu Oichlim Lesu Ikum Adaraisa. He says like this, that the Daim that are only Tameh, such a Musig, that only a person is a Daim is Tameh, there's no Makar in Torah for that. It's only the Rabbanah. There's no such thing in the Torah that only a person is Daim is Tameh, he's Tahar. There's no such thing. It's only the Rabbanah. It's Kulai the Rabbanah. Mashaykh and Thomas Oichlim, you have an idea of Thomas Oichlim in the Torah. Maybe he usually needs a avatoma to make a tome, but Lamaisi have some ideas. So even though here is only the Rabbanon, it's more chamer, and therefore we still say Daf could be careful for Thomas Oichlin and not for Thomas Yadayim. So it comes out, the Nakudus Machlekes B'Sham Beis Hillel is, if you let it have a table that's tome, because according to Beis Shammai, the table is not tome, because we're worried about Shuma, therefore the table is not tome, so therefore they put it on the table. Don't put it on the Keses, because the Keses will be tome, and the Keses will be tome, it'll make you tome. That's what we're worried about. Beis Hillel holds the shulchan could be tummy because kanam's reason. So don't put on the shulchan because it becomes tummy. Why in the oichlam become tummy? I put on the keses, yadayim become tummy. He's not so worried about yadayim. He's only worried about the oichlam. So going to Beis Hillel, he put on the keses and not on the table. Ad kan the two machlekesim of tumba v'tahir. Zok the gemara vayta. Beishami erim mechabdim. There was another machlekes. The fourth machlekes, the Mishnah, and the shaila is. Do you sweep up the floor or the table before Mayim Achronim or after Mayim Achronim? That's the Shiloh. Do it before Mayim Achronim or after Mayim Achronim? So what's the machlok? You first sweep the house and sweep the table before until it's a daim. Why? If you first wash Mayim Achronim or you wash your hands for Nikias, it makes all the food wet and ichi. So you're going to ruin the food. So first get the food out of the way and then wash your hands. He holds you don't do the tilas daim first because you worry about the perurim, the crumbs. It's not a problem. You know why? If you have a shamash talmud chacham, he knows what to do. Noita perurim is for kazayis. He anyway removes all the crumbs that have a kazayis. Umaniak perurim shem be kazayis. He leaves the perurim that don't have a kazayis. And that we're not worried about hefsed eichlan. Because mesiyel rabbi yechad, rabbi yechad, and perurim shem be kazayis, perurim that don't have a kazayis, mutal eichlan. Love dambiyad, mutter to be abed, mutter to destroy it. There's no problem. Little crumbs are not a problem. Hefsid eichlin. So according to Beis Hillel, he says you don't have to clean the table because the shamash anyway takes away the big pieces. Ma'ikem if you give Beis Hillel savri also shamash shamash amaretz. He holds you not to use the shamash amaretz. Your shamash has to be a talmud chacham, and therefore you're not worried about hefsid eichlin. Always take away the big pieces. When shamash savri mutter shamash shamash amaretz, you're allowed to use. Hey, shamash amaretz. So I don't know how the Elm's noyig. The Elm uses a talmud chacham or amaretz for a shamash. L'cheri Basil says you have to use a talmud chacham. Pascha Basil, no. Make sure you have to wait a talmud chacham. It's a good thing we have the next gemara. Or raise the rachni no rahuna. But kula perikin alach ke Basil. Everything in Pascha like Basil bar maha. Besides this thing, the luck of a shamash. You let her have a shamash amaretz. Let her have a shamash amaretz. Rabbi Ishia. Masni, everyone agrees that's the halacha, but Masni has an ipcha. Of Hanami halacha Beis Hillel, and he's Masni ipcha, he turns around the machlekes. Beis Hillel is the one who says you can have amaretz. So either way, you let have shamash amaretz, and therefore, since you have shamash amaretz, you have to wash, you have to clean the table for your tilas daim. You shouldn't wash tilas daim on the table, because you might ruin a good piece of bread. You might ruin a good piece of bread.
What did they do with the bread?
Put it away, saved it. Of course, saved it. What? Right. Okay. Well, that wasn't going to do. You have to spit on challah one place, you know. You have to leave challah on the table before your bench. Yes, that's halacha. Not to clean up the table, yeah. So, after Gemara, Vaita. Beshame Omer Ner Umazan. So, we had here Machlaikis in our Mishnah, basically, if we have Ner Umazon, so Bechagis Beis Shammai still is a whole different order there, but it comes out of Fi Beis Shammai, it's Ner Mazon and Besamim, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Ner Besamim Mazon. And then we agreed Avdol was last. That's what happened to our Mishnah. So talk to Gemara, Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Bei Rava. Huna Bar Yehuda went to Rava's house. Bechazil Rava, the Baruch B'Psalm Reisha. He saw that when he made Avdolah, he first did like we do. He first made a Baruch on Besamim, and then on Ner. It comes out that's like not like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. They both held Ner came first. Amalei Mechti Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Am Arloi Pligi. The Tanai went to Amishta Beis Shammai Emer Ner Umazin Ubesamim Vavdala. It's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel Emer Ner Ubesamim Umazin Vavdala. But either way, Ner comes first. So what's Rava doing? Zok Demara Ani Rava Basrei Zudiri Rameyed. Our Mishnah's Rav Meir's version of the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Av Rabbi Yehuda Emer Lenechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Umazin Shu Betchila. Beis Shammai Hillel don't argue. They hold for sure Muslims first, Avdolah is last. The Homa Chalikis is which order is the Eish and Besamim. Aman Echlo Ma'ar Ba'Besamim. So Beis Shammai Yama Ma'ar Ba'Acha Besamim. Beis Shammai says first Ma'ar, first Eish, then Besamim. Beis Hillel Omer Besamim Ba'Acha Ma'ar, first Besamim, then Ma'ar. And we pass like Beis Hillel, do Besamim first. Rav Rabbi Yechon Nogu Am Kebeis Hillel Libra Rav Yehuda. Our meaning is. Like Beis Hillel Yehuda, therefore we do Besamim before the Ner. That's Taka our minute. Beis Shammai Omrim, next Machlekes is the Mishnah. I'm really losing track, but I think it's like number 5. The Machlekes was, how do you make Barim Ha'Esh? 6 Machlekes. How do you make Barim Ha'Esh? You say, Shebara Ma'ar Ha'Esh? Or you say, Barim Ma'ar Ha'Esh? It's Machlekes is the Mishnah. Shebara Ma'ar Ha'Esh? And, or Barim Ma'ar Ha'Esh? If you think about it, there's two differences. Beis Shammai says, Shebara, not Barim. And also says ma'ar, not ma'irei. That's the two differences between Beis Shammai and Hillel. What's the beer on machleik? Zok to Gemara. Amar Rava. Bebaruk on lepligi debara mashma. The word bara, everyone agrees, means it was. So why do we make a Matzah Shabbos the bracha of Eish, because that's when Eish was created. And therefore, we're thanking Hashem, Shabara, He created the Eish. So Bara always means in past tense. So keep pligim, chavis b'shem v'asila is bayre. What's also in bayre? B'sham v'savri bayre da'asid l'mibra. It's mashma, something you're going to create. Which bayre really means also hoiva, present. You're going to create. B'sil savri bayre nami da'bara mashma. Bayre also means in past tense that you created. So that's the machlok. Because Mara thinks chavis b'shem v'asila now, you can say bayre. Because bayre is mashma, present, according to base shamai. And b'sil says, no, bayre is also mashma, past. Most Rav Yisrael, I'll show you that Bayri is mashma past. It says Yitzar Arav Arav Chayshach. Hashem created the Chayshach. Another pasuk Yitzar Harim U Bayri Ruach. He created the Ruach. So you see, Bayri can be in past. Bayri Hashemayim and Oitayim. So you see, a bunch of rayas that Bayri can be in past. It can't be the Machlekes B'Sham Yisrael. El Maraisa Baro U Bayri Kulan Pligi the Baro Mashma. It's mashma past. Ki Pligi B'Ma'or U Ma'orei. Machlekes says Ma'or U Ma'orei. The B'Sham Yisavri Chodon Ahiri Ika Benuru. There's only one light, one color in fire. One color, like yellow, one color. And therefore it says Ma'ar Ha'esh, not Lashon Rabbim. But it's still Savri, Tuva Nahir Ika Banayru. There's a lot of different colors. Tainam Ha'chem, B'Sol B'Shamik, Har Ma'aris Yashmar, there's a lot of Ma'aris. That's what it says, Bayre Ma'aire Ha'esh. That's Pshat in B'Sol B'Shamik. So, the question is that, first of all, so why do they say different? Shabara and Bayre. Why don't they say the same thing? It's question number one. Question number two, what's the machlekes? What is the metzias? Fire has a bunch of different colors. So Vesel is right. What's the machlekes? And they have two questions. So I think the guy's answers, I'm not sure if they're looking at the better, but I think Teretz is like this, Pashut. Matzah Shabbos, the first Matzah Shabbos, Hashem only created one color, and he created one color of fire. Later on, he created more colors. So it's very good shmak. Beis Shammai wants to say a word, bara, which means for sure past. Bara ma'ara esh. He created then ma'ara esh, one color. Beis Hillel says bayre, which can mean both things, past and present. And that says bayre ma'ara esh, and says all the colors. So that's why it answers both kashas, and it's not a machlekes in metzias, it's not a machlekes in the lashon. And therefore he holds, the reason we say bayre, because it's talking about two different creations. The creation of the fire and Matzah Shabbos with one color, and the creations of the other colors which happened later.